Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, He does not even waste our failures. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, What Time I Am Afraid. This is from the live recording, We Are the Army. This song came to me way back on June 25th of 1988. It's based on Psalm 56:3. It says this, When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Let me say that again. That's Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Have you ever been afraid? Of course, we all have. Have you ever been overcome by your own thoughts or by the lies of the enemy? Well, I have. It's a daily battle for me. The battleground of our life is our mind. The enemy wants me to doubt God at every turn of my life. He wants me to doubt God's power and love for me. He wants me to doubt my own identity in Christ. Such doubt can lead only to fear, and fear leads us into some dark, dark places. These dark places require us to do spiritual battle by bringing light into that darkness. I realized one day that if God is who He says He is, then who am I to question His power? My job is to simply trust when? At all times, not just when I'm afraid. You see, when we question His care for us, this simply reveals a lack of trust in our own hearts. It's a spirit of unbelief. Jesus could not always do what He came to do while He was here on this earth because of what? Because of unbelief. And that still holds true for us today. Hebrews 11:6 says this, And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Let's put some spiritual warfare into play right here and right now. And just how do we do that? First of all, we seek Him. We proclaim the truth of God's Word by focusing all of our attention upon Him as we worship Jesus right smack dab in the middle of whatever darkness we are facing in the here and now. You ready? Let's seek Him.
What time I am afraid, I will trust in Someone to hold my hand, I will trust in Thee.
Someone to hold.
can't see the way, I will trust in thee. You want my hands, Lord, here they are. You want my soul, then take my heart. You want my trust in thee, like a child and father, Lord, I trust in thee, with my heart I trust in thee, with my heart I trust in thee.
Father, by the blood of Jesus, we will stand. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 4:18 says this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." As I've said before, there's a healthy kind of fear, like when a tornado's headed your way and the fear leads you to seek shelter. We need to have a plan for such times. In Oklahoma, we have our Frady holes, our storm shelters, and we seek them out as needed. As it is with our physical fears, we need to have a plan in place for our spiritual and mental and emotional fears. We need a shelter where we can run to and be safe. We need to run to Jesus. A simple way to do this is to simply remember Proverbs 18:10, which says this, "The name of the Lord is a strong, mighty tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." the name of the Lord. When we fear due to our finances, we need to run to the name of the Lord who calls himself our provider. When we fear due to a lack of knowing what our next step should be, we need to run to the arms of the one who calls himself our shepherd and trust him for guidance. When we fear due to our health, we need to run to the one who calls himself our healer and trust him to be with us through the healing process. When we fear the chaos and confusion of the world, we need to run to the one who calls himself Prince of Peace and rest in the truth of his calming presence. When we fear being alone, we need to run to the God who never leaves us or never forsakes us, no matter what. When we feel unworthy or feel like failures, we need to run to the one who calls himself our holiness and our righteousness and see ourselves through his eyes. When we fear defeat in some area of our life, we need to run to the shelter of the one who calls himself our victor. When we fear, we must become as little children who know they can trust their Father to catch them if they leap out in faith for his arms. Our God, his presence, is the shelter we need in the storms of life. Someone to just be there. Someone to just hold our hand through the long dark nights of the soul. Someone who is as near as his name being whispered in that stormy darkness. Jesus. What time I am afraid, I will trust in him. How about you? Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you have not already done so, please subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free. It's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and do that? Just leave me a review. And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, you can go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple. It's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just go to amazon.com, put in my name, and you'll see all kinds of books come up. Thank you so much for joining me here on this very special edition of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to dennisjernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song from today, What Time I Am Afraid, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at dennisjernigan.com. And remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.